business model, I think, as you very quickly summarized there, is one of a classic biotech, really. So we have we're experts in small molecules. We don't do biologics. We have an in-house chemistry platform, which we think is pretty unique, and which is, as Derek said, has generated 4 compounds in the last 5 years, which is a level of productivity from a drug discovery platform, which is would be envied by most big pharmas. We take efficiencies by then outsourcing that to global CROs and things when we get to the clinical stage. And we target high-value diseases with validated targets. So we tend not to go straight for targets which haven't been already published and validated in the academic world. And when we trot up in front of Big Pharma with our latest program, we like to see them nodding their heads as we go around the table talking about the drug program we got, rather than raising their eyebrows and asking me to explain what the hell I think I'm doing. As I said, we then go on and do the clinical studies. We've tended to, in the past, we've gone to the end of phase one study before looking for partners. In the future, and in fact, the latest compounds coming out of the platform, we're already starting to push those into and have plans to push them into phase two and get clinical proof of concept and build more value into the pipeline, unencumbered value, before we partner. So this brief summary just gives the reasons that we think you should be interested in Pharmaxis and investing in the stock. Number one is that we do have this successful platform of small molecule drugs. We have trod our own path. It did take us a number of years to reach the first compound coming out of there. But since then, we've been really almost one a year popping out the other side, and always against targets which we think are of high value. To that sense, we have one drug from our pipeline that's in 2 phase 2 clinical studies. That's already partnered with Boehringer. I'll talk a little bit about the size of that deal in just a moment. And we've got one drug program against a LOX-like-2 enzyme, an antifibrotic, probably for NASH or IPF, which is ready to progress into phase 2, already done long-term tox on that. And we've got one compound, an early one, an antifibrotic for more acute diseases, which has already started its phase 1 studies earlier this year. And that's planned to get into phase 2 early next year. And the lead indication on that one at the moment is pancreatic cancer, another disease with a very high unmet need. And other compounds running behind that in preclinical development. As well as that pipeline, though, that would be nothing if not you didn't have a track record of actually being able to commercialize those products. And we have done that already once with Boehringer, with the first compound that came out of our pipeline. And now working on the second and third one coming through. That Boehringer deal gave us upfront payments and milestone payments for starting phase 2. We've already received $83 million Australian dollars for that. And in total, that deal's worth over $600 million if it goes right the way through to launch. And then there are sales milestones and a high single-digit royalty rate on top of that as well. So that was a first-class, I think, globally competitive deal at the time it was done for a phase 1 asset in the indications it was at. I think it still stands the test of time now. As I said, that next drug program, the antifibrotic, is going into phase 1. We're looking to take that through to phase 2 and get clinical proof of concept. Most recently, Bronchitol, a product from our past, which is already sold in Australia, Europe, Russia, and other countries, has been subject to a further clinical study, which reported in 2017. The NDA for that was submitted in December last year to the FDA. And we had a pulmonary advisory committee meeting last week on this subject. So this is a committee that the FDA asked for advice on whether to approve the drug or not. And we were delighted to see that they got a positive recommendation to approve. And we can talk a bit more about that later in more detail if you want to. But that one should be, the FDA are under a timetable now. So following that submission in December, we believe they've got around about 6 months to review the dossier. So we're expecting a decision from them. The recommendation from the advisory committee last week is not binding. It is just that, a recommendation. And we expect the FDA to reach a conclusion around about mid-year. If it is positive, then the company is due to receive a $10 million US dollar milestone payment from our US partners, Chiesi, at the time when they receive the launch stock. So that'll be just before they launch, which we expect will be at the beginning of quarter 4. In the meantime, we have a strong balance sheet of $35 million in cash at the end of March, and obviously that extra cash from Chiesi will be very welcome, and we've got numerous catalysts over the next 18 months. I've just put the portfolio slide up there just to show this is, you know, Pharmaxis is actually quite a unique biotech company, particularly on the ASX space. I don't think you'll find many other companies that have got drug commercialized, earning revenues, and with the approval in the US pending, we expect to actually move to profitability, certainly in this next financial year with the milestone payment for Chiesi if it's approved. And then beyond that, the US market looked pretty attractive for that product. So that whole commercial pipeline there of Bronchitol and Aridol will be cash flow positive for the company. In the clinic, we've got the Boehringer partnered compounds already in two really hot diseases, NASH and diabetic retinopathy. In both those areas, Boehringer is really convinced that they have a drug which will be effective. The phase two studies are well powered. We expect the first of those, the NASH study, to report in the second half of this year. And then the second one, the diabetic retinopathy, to report in the first half of next year. Now, those two things are important because that's the first clinical proof of concept that that drug will have had since we've sold it to Boehringer. And clearly, the deal size that we have with Boehringer is significant. The probability of receiving the rest of that that deal obviously goes up when we see a positive phase two study. And then the LOXLIKE 2 program being partnered behind it, and then the preclinical stuff. So a broad range. We are not a company where all of your investment is betted on one program, one compound. Some of the risk of investing in early stage biotech is spread across a number of different assets, some of them already partnered, some of them about to be partnered, and some of them still in our own hands being developed. We've tended to focus in inflammation and fibrosis. There's a lot of interest in these areas. You could say that actually inflammation and fibrosis is at the root of many different diseases. And I think you can see that really across from liver diseases, liver fibrosis, the eye with diabetic retinopathy, pulmonary fibrosis in the lung, pancreatic cancers, scarring, and all our anti-inflammatory agents, looking at other diseases like irritable bowel disease and other things. It really is quite a widespread portfolio with indications which are of high value and which we are generating a lot of interest among potential partners for the future. So just to recap on the Boehringer deal, this is the shape of it. We received 29 million euros up front when we sold the asset to them back in 2015. We've since received the two milestone payments of 18 million and 10 million euros as they've started phase two studies. So in total, 83 million Australian. The next milestone payments are due at the commencement of phase three. So these next two studies that report out are probably going to lead on to then longer phase two studies, phase 2b studies. So we estimate that if they do go through, that the start of phase three is around the beginning of 2022, the time point when the company could expect to receive. But at that point, those milestone payments are significant, getting towards the $100 million point. Both of those diseases go ahead. As I said before, if it goes right the way through, then this is a very significant deal and will generate a lot of cash going forward in the future. So just bringing this to a conclusion, the key catalysts for 2019 and 20, which you should be looking for, are first of all, the partnering process for our LOXLIKE 2 antifibrotic program. That's a program we've had in-house for a number of years. We completed with two different drugs from the same program, phase one studies, concluded at the end of last year. I think we've conclusively demonstrated that both those drugs are best in class LOXLIKE 2 inhibitors. We've completed 3 month toxicity on them. We've had a number of potential partners doing due diligence under a CDAs, and the partnering process is still underway. And because of that, I'm not able to say anything more about that program at the moment. Obviously, there's a lot of commercial discussions going on. The Boehringer program, two news flow items there. The report of the NASH phase two study reports in the second half of this year. You can follow that on clinicaltrials.gov. I think they've currently got in there, they're estimated to report that in September of this year. And then the diabetic retinopathy study, where, again, a lot of excitement from Boehringer. Primary endpoint there is an improvement of two lines on the eye chart, taking 3 months of that drug in a disease where a third of diabetic patients go on and become blind, is a really important step forward for the drug and a very exciting one for both Boehringer and ourselves. The preclinical program that's gone to, just gone into phase one, running behind that, the lead indications there are pancreatic cancer, which speaks for itself, and myelofibrosis, which is a form of leukemia, fibrosis of the bone marrow. Both of those diseases with high unmet need. Pancreatic cancer, I think, is one which is a clear target. Our drug is an antifibrotic, and pancreatic cancer is the most fibrotic cancer of any, in that it surrounds the tumor with a strong fibrotic sheath. And there's a great difficulty at the moment in getting current therapies to access the tumor and have an activity. We think our drug, in combination with existing standard of care, stands a good chance of making some much needed progress in that disease. We also have a topical form of that drug, which should be useful in scarring. So again, undoing the fibrotic process in patients who have burns and then had scarring after that. So surgical issues secondary to the burn in the first place. Also keloid scarring, cosmetic scarring. These are all potential indications for a relatively very unique drug. This is, we believe, is the only LOX inhibitor actually in the clinic at the moment. Others, Bronchitol US, that's due to report, the FDA due to complete their review mid-year. So we're after the positive recommendation from the advisory committee last week. Obviously, our confidence has increased that the FDA will come to a positive decision on the approval process. And then we have other internal programs which are developing and putting in into, hopefully through and make them into the clinic. So a pretty good range of potential value generating news flow in the next 12 months. It's going to be a very busy, certainly the next busy 6 months, and then into next year as well. So we're very much looking forward to that. In terms of shareholders and where we stand at the moment, we do have a fairly strong international specialist healthcare following, BVF, specialist healthcare investor on the West Coast of the US, of 22% Pharmaxis ownership. Arix Biosciences are a publicly listed fund in London. Again, specialist healthcare investors. They have 11% of the company. Followed by Australian Ethical at 8%, a number of other institutions. So overall institutional ownership is almost 60%. So we're very comfortable with a pretty strong institutional register, which we believe will support the company going forward as we try and take out those milestones